We are continuing Surah Taha, and the verse I recited is verse number 115. And we had made covenant with Adam before, but he forgot, and we found in him no constancy. So, what was the covenant with Adam alayhi salam? There's a question. This is verse 115, by the way. The covenant was that Allah asked Adam alayhi salam not to go to the tree, and he went to the tree, you know, that's what happened, and not to eat from the tree. There is a deeper interpretation on this level also. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says, Allahumma salam alayhi salam, that in the time of when we were particles, alam arwa, Allah presented nabuwat of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and vilayat of Ahlul Bayt, and when that was presented to Adam alayhi salam, he hesitated. So there's also included in this about this covenant, you know. But mainly it is about the tree. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى And when we said to angels, prostrate to Adam, they prostrated except Iblis, he refused. Because Allah tested everybody, including angels and the people of the throne. And Iblis was also there, he was a jinn. And Allah said since I created Adam, you should prostrate towards him. So everybody prostrated except Iblis. So what was this prostration about? This sajda, this prostration was to give respect to Adam alayhi salam, because he was the best creation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now question comes, was this really sajda for Adam alayhi salam, or sajda was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the thing is that sajda was purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you cannot do sajda but to Allah. So Adam was like a direction, qibla, for that sajda, but it was a real sajda towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Iblis got jealous, and he just refused about it to follow Allah's command. فَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوُّ لَكَ وَلَيْ زَوْجِكَ فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى Then we said, O Adam, verily this is an enemy to you and to your wife, therefore let him not expel you both from the garden so that you come to toil. Allah warned Adam alayhi salam that this shaitan, this iblis is your enemy and your wife, and be careful that he should not expel you from this garden, and you will be in toil. You will be suffering. What was this kind of paradise where Adam alayhi salam was there? Was it like a true paradise which will go in the final time? This was some different paradise. Mizan says that it was a different kind of paradise. It was called like Barzakhi paradise. Not the paradise which will live forever, inshallah, with the blessings of Allah, inshallah. So Allah talks about that paradise where Adam alayhi salam was there. Inna laka Allah taj'u fiha wala ta'ara wa annaka la tadmu fiha wala tadha. Verily, you will be neither hungry therein nor naked, and that you shall not be thirsty therein nor suffer the sun. That was the paradise. The goodness of that paradise was that neither they were hungry there nor they were thirsty there, and they were not exposed to sun. You know, they were in such a good position there that they were so protected, and Allah says that you should be careful that that Iblis should not expel you from this paradise, because there you are so protected. See, you know, and when Adam was here in this earth, he had to deal with all these things, deal with hunger, with thirst, protection from sun, to have a house, and that's what we are all suffering here, with all these hardship which we all go through, the hardship, you know. And then we have to see that where we came from that from Allah, where was the Jannat, and we inshallah go back to Jannah, and this is a toil for us. So why we get so attached to this toil? Why, when Allah created so much toil, we work all the time, just struggling to have, you know, 2 meals a day and protect ourselves, and we love this world so much? No, we should not love this world so much. Imam Ali said, I divorced this world 3 times. He told us to teach us a lesson that don't love this world. This is the hardship, toil. And you love this toil. The true believer gets the message very early, and then he prepares, and he's happy that he's going back to, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the paradise, inshallah. فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانُ قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُ عَلَى شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ لَا يَبْلَى. And then Satan whispered to him, saying, O Adam, shall I guide you to the tree of eternity and the kingdom that never decays? That's what he told Adam alayhi salam. That, do you want me to guide you to the tree which will give you eternal life and the kingdom? See, that was a trick of Shaitan. But this is the reality. If you read the Shaykh Hadith of Imam Khomeini, he says that every soul wants to live forever. This is a basic need of soul. And soul wants to get everything. That's in our soul. And that's what Shaitan touched for Adam alayhi salam. The answer is in the Quran. Allah says that if we are from Allah, we go back to Allah, right? It is in our soul. That our soul wants to live forever and wants to get everything. And that's what Allah says. That's what calls Jannah. In Jannah, we live forever, inshallah. And whatever we ask, we get it. That's our soul wants. That's why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that don't sell yourself less than paradise. That's what it is. Live forever and get whatever you want to get it, inshallah. And that's what Shaitan whispered to Adam alayhi salam, and he tricked him. فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَتَفِقَ يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقَةِ جَنَّةِ وَعَسَىٰ آدَمُ رَبُّهُ فَغَوَىٰ. So they both ate of it, then their shameful parts became exposed to them, and they both took to stitching upon themselves leaves of garden, and Adam disobeyed his Lord and went astray. So that's what happened. So they ate from the tree, and then the private part got exposed to them, and then Adam disobeyed his Lord and went astray. So what kind of disobedience was that? There's a discussion about it. Did he sin? Now the question comes, did he sin? So Mizan says that, and most of the commentators say same thing. All of them say same thing, that he didn't sin. He did the tarke ola, means he left the best one. So and then the question comes, why didn't he sin? Because the answer is that in that Jannah there was no any Shariat at that time. There was no any authoritative rules implemented by Allah. So what Allah said to Adam was the advice, not the authoritative rule. So he ignored his advice. So that means he left the best thing, like tarke ola, but he didn't sin. Why didn't he sin? Because there was no Shariat implemented at that time. There was no any authoritative rule. But he ignored the best of it. So Allah says about that he disobeyed his Lord and went astray in that sense. Not in the sense that he sinned. Because no prophet sins. You know, they are protected from sin, from Allah's grace. Because they have to receive all the revelation, try to memorize everything and give exactly what Allah revealed to the people, and then they have to show and practice what they are preaching. So how could they be sinful, and how they can be effective if they sin? So they are protected from Allah's grace from any kind of sin. But and it is their also effort that they are masoom, because they have so much knowledge and they work hard on themselves. Alhamdulillah. So when Adam alayhi salam finds out that that's what happened to him, he really regretted about that. So what happened? ثُمَّ اشْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فتابع عليه وهدى. ثم اشتبه ربه فتابع عليه وهدى. Then his Lord chose him, so he turned into him and guided him. Because Adam al-Islam came to the earth, he cried so much. He did so much tawbah. So Allah chose him again. Then his Lord chose him. What do you mean chose him? Chose means he took him for completely for himself. Because he saw Adam al-Islam's sincerity, so Allah says, I'll take you completely for myself again. And he turned unto him and he guided him. Allah turned towards him and guided him in the sense that he became perfect not only in any kind of authority rule, but also for any advice. He became perfect about it, that he never disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any sense. قَالَ حَبِتَا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا بَعَدُكُمْ لِبَعَدٍ عَدُوْ فَإِمَّا يَتِنُكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَدُلُّهُ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Allah said, get you down, both of you, all together from it, with enmity to another. So if there comes to you a guidance from me, then whoever follows my guidance will not lose his way nor fall into misery. Allah said that. Allah said, you both get down. Who? Adam alayhi salam and Shaitan. Of course, his wife came with him, but it's mainly for Adam alayhi salam and Shaitan. Allah says, you both get down, you will be enemy to each other. And Allah says to his, that whenever my guidance comes to you, and whosoever follows it will not lose his way or not fall into misery. That's why Prophet ﷺ says that whosoever follow Quran will not go into error and will not be misguided. You know, that's what is so important. Allah's guidance is Quran. We have to read Quran regularly, and that's what this verse means, that whosoever follows my guidance will not lose his way nor fall into misery. وَمَنْ عَرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتَ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ آتَتْكَ آيَتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. وَمَنْ عَرَضَ مِنْ وَمَنْ عَرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ آتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Now these verses are very famous verse of Quran. Allah says, and whosoever turns away from my remembrance, verily for him is life straightened. In the day of resurrection, we shall raise him blind. Ya Allah, whosoever stays away from Allah's remembrance, Allah says, whosoever stays away from my remembrance, Allah will make his life straightened. And on the day of resurrection, we will raise him blind. So what is Allah's remembrance? You know, in Quran, Allah says, if you remember me, I'll remember you. It's a Quranic verse. So if we stop remembering Allah, Allah stop remembering us. And what happens? Our life will be straightened. Remembering Allah is the key. In remembrance of Allah comes also remembering Quran and reading Quran. This is part of it. And if we don't do that, our life becomes, Allah says, I'll make your life straightened. Narrow, tough, hard life. Now somebody can say, oh, there are a lot of people who don't remember Allah and they don't read Quran. Their life looks beautiful. They don't look straightened. They have mansions, they have nice cars, they wear nice clothes. Well, now the definition is that what is strengthened? What are you talking about? The thing is that if you're talking about the material world, we have so much advertisement in this world that how good the car is, how good the house is, and how good the clothes are. This is all advertisement. But the true happiness is in your qalb, in your heart. Nobody talks about it. You see a lot of people who have the big mansion and all that. They take so many antidepressants, they're alcoholics, they commit suicide. What is this? That's what it's all about. It is how your heart is. And here Allah is talking about your qalb, your heart. Allah says, if you don't remember me, then I'll make your heart, your, your life straightened in your heart. It is your soul which will be always in stress. The people who are materialistic don't remember Allah, they become totally, their Lord becomes their own desire and this world becomes their desires. That's why Imam Ali said, I divorced this world 3 times, because if you leave Allah's remembrance, you will make this world your God, you know. So everything, you see a lot of people when the stock market crash comes, they commit suicide. Who commit suicide? Millionaires. Why? Because their God is their stock market. That's how their life becomes so miserable. Allah says, I'll make your life miserable. If you leave my remembrance, you'll be always panicking, anxiety, depressed. You're always loving what you worship this world. And Imam Ali says, if you read Nahjul Balagha, this world will betray everybody. It will betray everybody. So your life will be straightened all the time. But you see, only Allah, Urfa, their heart is always glowing, you know, with happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't care about anything else but their zikr with Allah. Their worry is how much they are close to Allah. Their joy is with Allah. So their life is so happy, you know. Superficially, it looks tough. Their house might be small. They might have some simple clothes. But you see in the qalb, in the heart, it's glowing with happiness. That's what it is. But there is, unfortunately, there is no marketing for that. Marketing is only for material things. That's why people are misguided mostly in this world, because they don't know what the happiness they should look for. The happiness in the heart. And that's what Allah is talking about. I'll raise your, make your life straightened. When it will happen, and so, and then he'll be raised on the judgment day as a blind man. What is the meaning of blind man on judgment day? See, Mizan says beautifully that judgment day would be like thousands of years long, you know. Blindness here is like a permanent blindness. If you are blind in this world, you are blind, you are blind, you see. But in the judgment day, this blindness will be varying, you know. Sometimes you'll be blind, sometimes you will not be blind. Like Allah, what Mizan says, the blindness in this verse is like that when the sinner goes to the judgment day, and when the happy moment come, Allah will make him blind. And when the sad moment come, Allah will make him see things, see the sadness, see the punishment. But when happy moment come, Allah will make him blind. So Allah will not let him see any happiness. He'll be blind for any happiness. And he'll be blind for any kind of truth. Now, so he will say, my Lord, why you raise me blind? Where is indeed I was seeing one? Allah will say, even so, our signs came to you, but you neglected them. In like manner, you are forgotten this day. Ya Allah. Allah said that when my signs came, you neglected them. So since you neglected them, that's why you are blind today. So the way you forgot me, I forgot you today. This hadith from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in this, about these verses, the Prophet says, he who recites the Quran and does not act accordingly, Allah will muster him blind. So we have to act according to Quran. That servant may ask Allah why he has raised him blind, and then there comes a voice commanding the angels to take him into hell, because he did not follow Quran. Brothers, let me tell you with my own experience, it's very hard. It's hard for us to read Quran. And it's harder to do amal on Quran. There might be a lot of things which we will not be able to do amal, you know, we are not perfect. But in that situation, we should beg Allah and cry, you know, like a child. And say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot do this amal. Can you make us do this kind of amal? Because it's so hard for us. And we should have guilt feeling about it and cry. This is our kafara. And we should say, Allah, please make us do this amal, please. And you will not be, you won't believe it. You will be surprised that Allah will inshallah make us do that amal if we have ikhlas, we have purity in our heart. Say, Allah, we cannot do this amal which is in the universe. Make me do that, please. And beg to Allah with the wasila of Ahlul Bayt. And inshallah, we should have hopes high with Allah. Inshallah, we'll do amal. What is written in the Quran? Allah sees the heart of all of us. You know, we are weak. We are not perfect. I know it looks hard. But we should have a big hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And about the zikr of Allah, it is also said that the zikr of Allah and the meditated things for the Allah zikr is also like zikr of Ahlul Bayt. It's also included in that. And also Hajj is included in this verse. That if somebody has the capability to do Hajj and he doesn't do Hajj, comes to this verse, he'll be raised on the judgment as a blind man and he'll be in the fire who leaves Hajj with the ability to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says about this verse, the Imams are the sign of Allah, and he who abandons them will be left in fire on the day of hereafter. Imams are also Allah's signs, just like Quran, and who leaves them will be left in the fire on the judgment day. That's why it is important that you to know your Imam of the time. You know, Prophet said that the one who doesn't know the Imam of his time dies as a jahil person, ignorant person. And life gets threatened. We see in today's world who have left their Imam of the time. You see how their life is threatened already. You see there are so many Muslim countries where they don't follow Wilayat of Ahlul Bayt. See what their condition is now. They are all, they are suffering, internal rift, no development, fighting with each other, no self-sufficiency, and depending on the taghut of the world, becoming their slave because they did not accept the Wilayat of Ahlul Bayt. You see those countries who have accepted the Wilayat of Ahlul Bayt, how Allah is giving them prosperity all over. We are seeing here, you know. If you leave Ahlul Bayt, if you leave Quran, Allah makes your life hard here, brothers. And for sure, there's a fire waiting for those people who leave Ahlul Bayt, Quran and Ahlul Bayt. We see what happened in Karbala. In Karbala, they left Imam Hussain alayhi salam. He was the Ahl al-Dhikr. He was the person who reminds, who called towards Allah dhikr. And they martyred Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Then what happened to them? Who were the killers of Imam Hussain alayhi salam? Allah make their life so straightened. You see Hurmala, what happened to Hurmala? You see Shimr, what happened to Shimr? You see Umar Saad, what happened to Umar Saad? They couldn't rest one day. You see Yazid Palit, what happened to Yazid Palit? After killing Imam Hussain alayhi salam, he could not sleep one night in his palace. He used to bang his head against the wall. What I did to Hussain. Allah lanat Allah khumad zalameen. Jaldi ho gaya, mashallah.